faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. The Man of Steel is dealt another blow when he finds that not only is Candy Meyer still missing, but Jimmy Olsen has been abducted.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, you know something that'll make you want to put on speed while getting ready for breakfast? Why, it's Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. If you know there's a bowl of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, waiting for you, you're likely to show up at breakfast on the double quick. Because who can put off sampling the crisp, light tenderness of those good flakes of whole wheat? Who can delay when Kellogg's Pep, with cool milk and sugar, is such a smooth treat? And say, speaking of smooth, did you ever see anything to beat the slick prizes Pep gives you? Three different kinds of prizes, each one a honey, and one or the other in each package of Pep. For instance, your next prize may be a beautiful bird picture in brilliant color with a full description on the reverse side. Collect all 24 of them, and will you be a wise bird on birds? Or maybe your next Pep prize will be one of the seven exciting colored cardboard plane models, easy and fun to put together. Or maybe it'll be a bright colored comic button picturing a favorite comic strip character, 18 in all, depend on your jacket or your beanie cap. There's one or the other of these three snappy prizes in every Pep package. So make sure Mom keeps you supplied with Kellogg's Pep, won't you?
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A few minutes after promising Clark Kent a sensational story, Private Detective Candy Myers was ambushed by several men and severely beaten. In the hospital, Candy was reluctant to discuss the affair, but finally agreed to tell his story to Kent and editor Perry White. Before he could do so, however, he disappeared. Knowing that Candy had been investigating a recent subway disaster, Kent searched for his friend, while Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane went to a caved-in subway tube. There, Jimmy filled a shoebox with samples of the broken concrete which was being removed. But as he was leaving with Lois, he was seized by some men, forced into a car, and spirited away. As we continue now, some time has elapsed, and Lois is in Perry White's office at the Daily Planet. Listen.
Fine reporter you are, Lois. Didn't you have sense enough to get the license number of the car?
If you'll just listen a moment, Chief. I started to tell you I tried to, but it was smeared with mud. I couldn't read the numbers.
No.
All I'm sure of is that it was a Metropolis plate. One corner was clean enough for me to see the culprit.
Big help that is. There are only about 500,000 cars in Metropolis. Well, what about the men who grabbed Jim? You must have seen them.
I got a good look at two of them. One was husky and dark, about, 32 years old.
Uh-huh.
He wore a tan sport shirt. And the other one was smaller, husky too, with watery blue eyes. The first one called him Harry.
Well, did you give those descriptions to Inspector Henderson?
Of course I did. Oh, Chief, I'm so worried.
You're worried? Well, what do you think I am? And what are we going to tell Jim's mother?
I don't know.
And Kent. Nah, he should have studied tattooing. A fine reporter he is. Just when he's needed, where is he?
I don't know.
Probably looking for footprints in Mrs. O'Leary's vegetable patch.
Who's Mrs. O'Leary?
How should I know? That Kent, I could...
You could what, Chief?
What? Oh, here you are. Now, it's about time. Now, listen.
Clark,
if you...
The most terrible thing has happened. Jim,
I know all about it, Lois. I just left Inspector Henderson.
Oh,
well, did he find out anything yet? Apart from what the day of the week it is, I mean?
Not yet, but don't sneer at him, Chief. He's a good man, and he's doing everything possible.
I know. It's just that... Oh, well, somebody's got to find Jim. If we only had a lead, if we only knew why he was taken away.
Well, that's simple.
Simple.
What do you mean, Clark?
Jim was taken away for the same reason Candy Myers was beaten up last night.
But why was...
Candy had already discovered something about the cave-in of the new 9th Avenue subway tube. Something somebody didn't want him to discover. Well, when Jim was seen taking concrete specimens from the dump truck, the same somebody decided he knew too much, too, so...
So they grabbed him.
Exactly.
Maybe. But that's all theory, Kent. Have you any proof?
No, I haven't yet, but I got a hunch I'm right.
Well, that's not enough. How are you going to...
If I could only find Candy. He could tell me where to look for Jim.
Candy could?
Well, sure. He knew who was behind all this. Don't you remember, Chief? That's what he was going to tell us before he disappeared.
Well, yes, that's right.
Now, if I only knew where he was, I could...
Oh, that may be Henderson.
I'll take it.
I've got it. Hello?
Want to talk to Clark Kent.
Is that you, Candy?
Candy.
Is it really?
Yes, quiet.
Yeah. Kind of worried when you couldn't find me in the hospital, huh?
Well, say, we certainly were. What happened? Who took you out of there?
Took myself out.
You what?
Kent,
what?
Sure.
Please.
Told you I had a job to do, didn't I? Nobody can make a sucker in a punching bag out of Candy Myers. No, sir.
Oh. Oh, I see. Look, Candy, where are you?
Never mind where I am.
Oh, but you've got to tell me, Candy, or else you've got to come here. You see, something's happened. Jim was...
I'm not going to tell you, and I'm not going to come there.
But look, Candy, I...
said this was my own party.
I know, but...
I'm going to handle it all by my lonesome.
But, Candy, listen,
Jim had... I just wanted to tell you about the hospital. You're my pal, Kent.
But look...
I don't want you to worry. Goodbye now.
No, wait, Candy. Jim was taken away by the same people who beat you. Candy!
Oh,
Candy!
What's the matter?
Clark.
Candy!
What is it?
Oh, he hung up. Wouldn't tell me where he was.
Of course, Godfrey.
Why?
I don't know. He gave me the same routine he did this morning about this being his own personal fight and he was going to settle it alone. You know, he sounded a bit strange. I don't understand.
How do you mean, strange?
I don't quite know.
Well, never mind that now. Did he tell you who took him out of the hospital?
Nobody did. He said he just walked out.
What?
Sure. No, now how am I going to find Jim? I was counting on Candy to tell me. Wait a minute. Henry Marshall.
Who?
The mayor.
Well, what about him?
What are you talking
about,
Ken?
Explain now. I've got to talk to Mayor Marshall at once. I'll see you later. So you see, Mr. Mayor, I'm convinced that Jim Olson's disappearance is tied up with that subway cave-in. Somebody has something to hide.
I'm sure I can't imagine what, Kent. There was nothing mysterious about that terrible disaster last month.
Well, I think there was.
I tell you there wasn't. Just as I told your friend Candy Myers. I went over the investigation report very carefully. The cave-in was caused by a fault in the rock above the tube. The fault developed after the tube was put through.
I see. Tell me, who was in charge of the investigation, Mr.
Clint
Mayor?
Morgan, the building commissioner.
Clint Morgan, eh? Well, he's the man I want to see, but I don't happen to know him. Would you mind introducing me?
No, I'll be glad to as soon as he gets back to town.
Back to town? Why, where is he?
On vacation. Just went away today. He'll be gone about 2 weeks.
Oh, I can't wait that long. Do you happen to know where he's vacationing?
No, I have no idea, Kent, but...
Well, now, look here, Mr. Mayor. This is serious. A boy's life may be at stake. If you're going to start pussyfooting...
Now, just a moment, Kent. If I didn't think so much of you personally and of your newspaper, I'd resent that. But I know you're worried. I tell you, I don't know where Morgan is. He wouldn't tell anyone where he was going on his vacation. He said he was worn out. He was going to fish and rest where nobody could bother him.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry I made that crack, Mr. Mayor, but I am worried. You see, I can't locate Candy Myers, and I thought the building commissioner might be able to...
No, excuse me.
Yes, surely.
Yes?
There's a Mr. Candy Myers on the line, sir.
Candy Myers? What? On the phone, you say?
Yes.
Tell her to put him on, Mr. Mayor, and for heaven's sake, try to make him tell you where he is.
All right. Put him on, Miss Johnson. It's strange, Kent, we were just talking about
him. I know.
Hello, Mayor Marshall?
Look, Mr. Myers, I have someone here at the moment. Tell me where you are, and I'll call you back in a few minutes.
I'm in a drugstore.
A drugstore? Find out where.
And you can't call me back.
No, why not?
Because nobody's going to know where I am till I finish my job. You listen to me, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't born yesterday, see? And I wasn't born the day before. I know what the score is, see? I know all about it.
I can't hear you. There's some disturbance on the line. I'll call the operator.
No, don't. You might break the connection. There, the line's clearing. See if you can't get him to tell you where that drugstore is. I must know.
I'll do my best.
Nobody can scare Candy Myers. I said I'd find out about that subway cave.
I missed what you said, Myers. There was some noise on the line. Now, if you'll just let me call you back...
The noise is gone now. It was just the L train outside, so you don't have to call me back.
The elevator train? That means he's on Market Street. I'll find him.
You better listen to what I say, Mr. Mayor. You hear me?
Now, wait, Kent. Market Street is over 10 miles long. There must be hundreds of drugstores.
You just try to keep him talking.
Mr. Mayor.
I hear you, Myers. Then you can't possibly find him, Kent.
I have to find him. So long. Oh, let's see. Where can I change clothes? Ah, there's nobody in this office at the moment. So I'll just borrow it long enough to strip down to my Superman costume. So, Candy's in a drugstore somewhere on Market Street, eh? That's where the L train runs. Now, if I can only find him before he leaves, he can tell me where Jim is. Oh, right there we are, all set. Now up with this window. And out. Up and away!
Leaping from the city hall, Superman streaks away to Market Street to begin his desperate search for Candy Myers. Will he find him? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by.
You know, you fellows and girls are just as active in the summertime, you know, use up just as much energy, as any other time of year. So a good breakfast is just as important to help start your day in high. And that's where Kellogg's Pep comes in. Sure, because Pep, with cool milk and sugar, is such a slick dish, so crisp and refreshing and full-flavored that, well, it tickles your appetite so you want to eat. Yes, sir, breakfast sure gets the glad eye when Kellogg's Pep heads the menu. And will you give those swell Pep prizes the glad eye? Prizes that are always surprises because you never know which one of the three different kinds of prizes you're going to find when you open your Pep package. For instance, you'll get either a colored cardboard model of a famous fighting plane, one of seven in the great Pep air fleet, or you'll get one of 24 beautiful color pictures of birds with a full description on the reverse side. Or else you'll find a bright colored comic button picturing one of 18 characters from the Funnies. Collect all 18 to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. Just ask Mom to get Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, tomorrow and look for your prize inside the package.
Knowing only that Candy Myers was in one of the great number of drugstores along the 10-mile length of Market Street, Superman has been rocketing above the street, his keen eyes searching below.
Wait a minute. There's a drugstore. No, Candy isn't in it. Away! I must find him. He can help me find Jim. Up, there's another drugstore. No, he's not there either. Away! Faster! Oh, if only the mayor kept him talking so Candy didn't leave the store. Up, hold it. There's another drugstore. No, he's... Wait a minute. That crowd of people outside... Oh, there's a man lying on the sidewalk. Great Scott, it's Candy. Down to him. Down.
Somebody call an ambulance.
Pardon me, please. Will let me through, please? Dead. Is he? Is he really dead?
Rooted in his tracks, his senses reeling, Superman looks over the heads of the crowd at the motionless figure of Candy Myers sprawled on the sidewalk. Here's the crowd babble that his friend is dead. What has happened now? And how can Superman trace Jimmy Olsen? He had counted on Candy Myers to direct him to the missing boy reporter. Don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode, whatever you do, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal.
Say, gang, I know you know loads of famous names, so you're sure to know Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. But do you know that swell breakfast treat, Kellogg Shredded Wheat? It's delicious. You see, Kellogg picks out finest whole wheat, toasts it to natural nut sweet goodness. Kellogg packs 15 tender plump biscuits in every package. And Kellogg sees to it that you get the grand nutrition of whole wheat in biscuits made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.